two missteps with married PGA Tour wives. Not to mention the two blow and one marijuana issue.
I'm not surprised.
Are you not?
It's very close quarters.
I mean, if you told me it was Tiger, it'd be one thing. It's Dustin Johnson. Come on.
And, that actually is very interesting about Tiger's entire ordeal was it seemed to be he never crossed lines. And there had to be at some point some googly-eyed young wife slash fiance of a newly minted from the web.com straight to the PGA Tour wife out there that was just...
Yeah.
I don't know what they call, you know, like a cleat chaser and a jock sniffer. What is a golf?
That would be like a wedge sniffer. No?
I thought Matty T would jump in with the ball cleaner. No.
Well, no, I was thinking more like golf bag. You get the.
I don't do that anymore, Pat.
Oh, sorry.
How about a bag grabber?
Or
bag,
like that.
Bag clinger. Bag clinger. I like that.
Not a ball cleaner.
Not a ball cleaner.
Like at every hole, there's one.
No, bag clinger. And there isn't one when you need one. It seems like there could be one on 17 of the holes, and then one time I'd need to wash my ball.
It's like on 18. Yeah. It's on the green at 18, yeah. Every ball cleaner.
You know when you need to clean your ball? It's when you hit greens and fairways and stuff. I don't ever need it. I really don't.
That's
I almost never need it, and so it's awesome. I do, however, have a lot of scuff balls because I hit it off of walls and bricks and rocks and, you know, car paths and such.
You've been looking for a nickname, old scuff ball. So... Back to my point.
I'm told by someone in the know they're called tour bunnies.
Tour bunnies!
I love it.
That's great!
I do. Yeah, I like
okay.
That.
Tour bunnies.
Yep.
Now, there had to have been some tour. As a matter of fact, we troll the internet pretty hard, do we not?
We are trolls.
I mean, we're all over the internet, okay? And what's happened is anytime there is a good-looking girl mm-hmm. at a sporting event, she happens to make, whether it is Deadspin or Barstool Sports or one of these, and there was one following Rory on Sunday.
Smoke show. As they call him on Barstool.
It's just, I'm surprised that a story hadn't come out about Tiger about that. Not surprised that it's come out about Dustin Johnson. He seems to be an absolute meathead. Like, I watched a video of him showing his... Like, he was talking in the video about breaking down his own swing.
Yeah.
Absolute meathead. Yeah, I mean, there was... The level of intelligence was very low.
Yeah.
Physicality and natural ability was very high.
I would love to see a Saturday Night Live skit on Cro-Magnon Golfer.
That's it. That's him.
Me. Hit ball. In hole.
He's like, you know, I kind of just, like, turn my hips... Like, okay, meathead.
I could see that.
Meathead 101.
I mean, he's not even, like, real good looking. I mean, I could see, again, if my wife came home to me and said, look, I hooked up with Tiger Woods, I'd be like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, he's like a billionaire.
But Dustin Johnson, I'm like, really? That big bearded freak? Come on. Really? That's gross.
He's just an absolute meathead. He's just probably, he bangs him over the head with his wedge or his putter.
One way or the other. I'll tell you what's amazing is that video, if you haven't seen it yet, go online and look for it. But this chick is flipping her hair. I mean, she's a cute girl, and she's trying to get Rory's attention. I'm surprised
really?
He didn't notice. Did you not see it?
I just saw a still photo.
Oh, no. There's a picture of her like flipping her hair right
That's
in front of
awesome.
Him while he's going to his ball. But these guys are so laser-focused, the good ones. And so, like, Tiger Woods never let down his guard enough until he got into a Waffle House, which led to him banging a bunch of skanks. See, now, if he'd have paid attention on the golf course, there are a lot of chicks that, you know, take care of themselves and
sure.
are not complete and utter hooas that he could have met and maybe befriended. He blew it.
He did.
But he's so laser-focused on his success, and Rory's the same way.
There was a story that came out, I think it was a Fox Sports writer, about Tiger Woods and his injuries and how laser-focused he is, but also how he was obsessed with the fact of him being an athlete, a golfer, but also wanting to be looked at as an athlete. And some of his stories about his injuries is how it all started and how he would wear his injuries. And because of his crazy workout routine and his laser focus, which led to a lot of his injuries, which people have said that before, of how just...
Works too hard.
Just an animal, like
yeah.
the Navy SEAL training.
Yeah, the whole I wear...
Things like that.
Your
yeah.
mother wears army boots. No, I do. Yeah. That kind of thing. I don't know, whatever. Speaking of drama and nonsense, let me get Savage in here, but I got another nonsensical drama from the world of sports / entertainment, because I don't consider this sport really a sport. You know my feelings on MMA and that crap. but yesterday there was an incident, so I'm going to talk about it because it's in the same field as Dustin Johnson's deal, Days of Our Lives, the whole deal. What's up, Savage?
What's going on, Justin?
I don't know.
Man, I just got two things. Justin, what do you think about the Maddox thing with the no logo? And Pat, what do you think about the cuts they made on the U.S. team of getting rid of Wall and Bill?
Okay, let me start with mine. First of all, I'm honored that he would consider that the right thing to do, considering he really didn't get treated. He kind of got done dirty in the front office by the Cubs. They should have paid him whatever number he wanted to keep him there for his entire career. He certainly had more success with the Braves, both individually and as a team member. So I would have been fine with him going in as a Brave. In fact, I assume that's what he would do. Now, you know I named my son after him.
That's the tie-in. You know?
So, yeah, I'm honored by the fact that he thinks enough of the Chicago organization to go in as half and half.
Yeah.
As far as the NBA thing yesterday, the cuts,
Did he come straight through? Did he go to college at all?
Who, Maddox?
Maddox.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Was just straight through?
What did you think of Beal and Wall being cut, among others, yesterday? I mean, you look at what's left. That roster is just filthy. My goodness, I'm not sure we couldn't get by with the second-tier NBA guys.
It is. It almost feels awkward when you hear about guys like John Wall getting cut.
Yeah. I mean,
Watching the practices and everything, I mean,
look at all the NBA teams.
The
NBA playoff teams that could not stay in front of that dude, and yet he can't make the USA team. That just tells you how ridiculous they are.
Right. You know, so anyway.
At the end of the day, I think a lot of those guys, probably more than anything, their goal is to get the best pickup games in the entire world for the 2 weeks or whatever it is during the tryouts. And that's what it is. Just incredible workouts for those guys. And now he gets to kick it on the beach, maybe Costa Rica, maybe Rio.
They're going to Spain August 23rd.
Okay, so the team will be in Spain, but John Wall will be kicking it
wherever he wants. That's right.
After he just worked out.
Spain ain't bad, but I can name five or six places I'd rather be.
Yeah. Jamaica?
Yeah, it'd be great.
All right, Justin, go Cubs. Buddy.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it, Savage.
Go Cubs!
I got a story about that, too.
Cubs.
The 11 players competing for the final seven slots, in addition to those who are considered locked, Kevin Durant, James Harden, your boy, Anthony Davis, Derrick Rose, and Steph Curry. The 11 players fighting for the final spots, Kyrie Irving, Damian Lillard, Kyle Korver, DeMar DeRozan, Klay Thompson, Chandler Parsons, Kenneth Faried, Gordon Hayward, whose name I have not heard in a while, but apparently he's lighting it up out in Utah, DeMarcus Cousins, who we know is working under the tutelage of Corliss Williamson, Andre Drummond from Detroit. He's the guy that hooked up with the chick from iCarly, right?
Yes, and she got fired.
And then Mason Plumlee.
Jeanette McCurdy. I'm here for you guys.
Joe Franklin and I both have a thing for Jeanette McCurdy.
Really?
She's fantastic.
You and us three.
Well, you, freaky Joe Franklin.
Well, she's cute as a button, and she's a smart aleck.
She's also a little bit of a geek chick, too.
Oh, geek chick.
She's an Instagram freak. That's me. Sorry.
I don't know anything about Instagram. I don't even have an account.
We'll work on that.
Okay,
we'll get you one.
Staying in the drama vein for this first segment today, Phoenix Suns forward P.J. Tucker sentenced to 3 days in jail and 11 days of home detention Monday after pleading guilty to, quote-unquote, super extreme DUI. You know, because why settle for a marathon when you can run a 50 or 100-mile race, a super marathon, if you will? Look, the run-of-the-mill DUI was not good enough for P.J. Tucker, speaking of overachievers like Tiger Woods. This guy's going next level, Pat. He didn't go two times the legal limit. He went nearly three times the legal limit. In honor of Pat Bradley, he went .22.
Dull double deuce.
The old point double deuce, and that is not good. So he is going to have an interlock device on his car for 18 months, undergo substance abuse counseling, pay fines of $2,750, not to mention how much it's going to cost him for attorney fees. At the end of the day, I know this. It is far cheaper, even if you're going from Chandler, Arizona, or Tempe, Arizona, all the way to Tucson for some no apparent reason.
Or even Vegas.
It's cheaper to take a cab from Phoenix to Tucson than it is to pay legal fees, than to pay the fine, and to pay for the interlock device, and to live with the embarrassment.
Here's my question for you. I'm not sure exactly what P.J. Tucker goes in terms of
size-wise,
whatever.
Yeah.
The amount of alcohol someone at that size consume to be the old point double deuce.
Bro.
Can you imagine 6'7" or Shaq, how much a gentleman at that size has got to consume?
If I was Shaq, I'd be like, look, I am rich beyond belief. I can't afford to be an alcoholic. I can't afford a drink.
It's just too much.
It would, he'd have to drink like a 750 of vodka, I would think, to even get a buzz. He's gigantic.
Huge.
PJ Tucker, Pat Bradley. I'm glad you asked, because I don't know much about him myself. It's a Suns team that's very talented. You don't be screwing
young
around
Suns
right
team.
Now.
Archie Goodwin's still around.
You do not want to be screwing around. Well, this is probably some minutes that he's going to take from him. 29 years old, 6 feet, 6 inches tall, 224 pounds.
He's not a small man.
He's a well-traveled individual. He's gone from Toronto. Listen to this. This guy has been, he started with the Raptors.
Okay.
Ended up in the D-League with the Colorado 14ers.
Yes, the 14ers.
The Hapoel Holon team in Israel. He played in the Ukraine at Donetsk. He played at B'nai Hasharon.
Well, that explains it.
In Israel. He played in Greece. He played in Italy. He played in Puerto Rico, and he played for the Bros Baskets in Germany before ending up in 2012 with the Suns. You would think this guy who has paid his dues all over the world would know better than to jeopardize his NBA career at 29.
That and I'm sure the stuff he got in Ukraine or around the world probably pales in comparison.
That's what I'm
saying. The kind of stuff he was drinking.
I don't get it. But anyway, his Mercedes-Benz pulled over by a Scottsdale police officer. Dude, he said signed a 3-year, $16.5 million contract in early July. Again, as someone, we talked about this before, I don't go out, quote-unquote, drinking anymore. Now, I will have a glass of wine with dinner. I mean, that's different.
That sounds funny how you wanted to phrase that.
No, but I mean, this guy was... True, I'm gonna guess that P.J. Tucker didn't go out with his buddies to have a nice steak dinner, and they drank an extra bottle of wine and got away from him. They went out drinking, and he was partying. And, you know, again, if you're going to do that, when you make $16.5 million over 3 years, and let's just say you only bring home a third of that, that's still a whole bunch of money. That's like over $5 million. I'm pretty sure you can afford a cab ride or even a limo. You could afford a car service for the evening.
If you're going to get turned up, hire a driver if you got that much
if
money.
You gotta get
even when I get turned up, I hire a cab.
That's T-U-R-N-T, Matty T. Please
have
speak
you heard,
a
little. Have you
I'm
heard
sorry,
of
turnt.
Uber? Have either of you guys heard of Uber?
I'm aware of Uber. In fact, Chris Cromwell.
Is that
is
like
the one
Scissor?
No, it's where you go online and there's people that they live in the community
phenomenal.
And they come pick you up.
In D.C., that's all we did. Online, there's an app to where all you do is, there's an app with a map and there's little red dots. And you click on them and they'll come and pick you up and you pay and tip and everything is right there on the app.
It couldn't be easier.
Couldn't be. It could be easier, actually.
No, oh, thank you, Pat. Good job.
Technically, it could be. There's a way.
No, you're right, Matty T. It was unreal and so easy. I don't believe we have it in Little Rock yet.
Well, apparently they don't have it in Scottsdale, Arizona either, Pat. But I'm pretty sure they've got a fairly decent cab system in Phoenix, Arizona, because I've been there and I've taken advantage of their said cab. So, I don't know.
Whatever. I know the NFL has a program like that. If you need a ride anywhere, anytime.
It should be easier in the NBA. You get a lot less guys to worry about. Gracious.
A
anyway.
Lot less guys.
All right. I'm going to say this every time somebody does that. Yeah. So,
no, it's good.
Anyway.
And don't text and drive either.
That's even probably as dangerous. Okay. So the other drama, and then we'll go to a phone call here from Calvin, is involving the UFC. I think these guys are UFC.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
Know.
Yes.
I don't know the difference
this
between UFC.
This is the funniest thing I've seen.
These
a long
two,
time.
Speaking of meatheads, John Jones and Daniel Cormier. I've never even heard of the second guy until yesterday. My brother was tweeting out about how awesome and epic their face-off
really?
Was. Oh, he's an idiot.
Those young kids love
he's,
that.
I know. It's just this is a violent, give it to me now. Yep, there is no...
especially at the frat house.
There's no modicum of... decorum at all. I mean, it's amazing to me the amount of violence that is welcomed and encouraged by today's society. It's embarrassingly sad for me.
It's all the video games, man.
Yeah, I don't think so. Actually, I've got a sign that two things that are going to be encouraging for Matty T. Video
Grand
games
Theft Auto.
And other things that...
I don't even have Grand Theft Auto anymore.
Might be into it, though, or maybe good for you, surprisingly. The
good.
Part of our What the Hell segment if we have time. We also have a Top 10 Tuesday list. But anyway, so John Jones, this meathead UFC guy, got into this other meathead UFC guy, and they talked trash to each other. I don't know. It was kind of funny. And then, like, SportsCenter put them on TV, and they continue to talk trash after getting into it at the thing and mashing the entire setup they had there for the stare down.
After I saw the interview, and
the fight's like 2 months
comment.
Away, I think. I think it's in
Is
September.
It really? I have one comment about that really just jumped out at me after with their conversation, their interview.
This is John Jones.
Yo, DC, you suck. You suck. You're going to chop me on the neck and get beat up. And I had you on your back What? In like 6 seconds. You suck. You felt so weak.
You admitted to saying that you put your head down into me because I'm shorter. So to go eye to eye, you had to put your head down. Well, when your head down, when you push your head down to go eye to eye with me, John, I am telling you, it nudged me. That's why you got the reaction. I am telling you, John Jones.
That sounds bad.
That's why you got the reaction. So whether or not that is how you intended it to come off, that is how I took it.
Wait, before is that Igor Stojakovic?
No.
Before I even get into the story, I want to start by apologizing to quite a few people. I want to apologize to MGM Grand. Casino. I want to apologize to the fans at home who had to see that. I want to apologize to Dana and Lorenzo Fertitta.
Oh, a softer moment.
You said you could take me down 100 times out of 100 times, right? And that's what you're going to do, right? I challenge you to get me down 5 times in that 5-round fight. You won't be able to do that. Maybe you will get me down once. I believe in my whole heart that I'll get you down too. But the difference is, when I get you down, your face will open up. There is nothing you can do to stop me from coming at you round after round with the most malicious techniques I know. You will lose this fight, Daniel Cormier. I want you to believe it. Every ounce of training you put in leading up to this fight will be a waste of your life.
That was impressive, but Daniel Cormier clearly not convinced, Pat.
I'm going to win, Kenny. Like, I mean, I am going to win. Like, I guarantee you I'm going to beat this guy. This guy is not going to beat me. He's fought a lot of great fighters, but at the end of the day, this is a new sport. He has never fought anyone that has competed at the level that I have competed at for the time that I've competed my entire life.
So here's how it breaks down, okay? You got John Jones, who's an absolute beast. He's huge.
He's a big monster.
And he looks like he will destroy this other guy, who I kind of feel bad for because he's got a missing tooth, but he's well-spoken. It sounds like Igor Stefanovic.
Igor Stakevich.
The one that sounds like Igor Stakevich is Daniel Cormier, and he is was an Olympic wrestler.
Ah.
So he grew up in the wrestling business. Now, the issue is when Daniel Cormier said, I don't let any guy bully me. I don't let anybody headbutt me during a press conference.
He did headbutt him.
And then he went on to name boxer after boxer. If Mike Tyson did that to me, if Floyd Mayweather did that to me, which struck me as he even acknowledges the public understands that the boxers are on, in terms of
the hierarchy,
notoriety, the hierarchy versus.
Because he couldn't name three UFC guys that anybody is aware of. I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
It was an odd moment where he didn't rattle off maybe, I don't know, Brock Lesnar. I don't even know if he's relevant.
Alive.
Alive.
He said, if Hulk Hogan did that to me, if the Iron Sheik headbutted me,
what about Sergeant Slaughter?
If, God rest his soul, Andre the Giant had ever headbutted me, would have gotten the same reaction out of me, John Jones, UFC guy.
Probably wouldn't have gotten up.
So who's your money? Are you going John Jones?
Yeah, Cormier, I would like to hear him talk more about how he thinks he's going to challenge him. It's almost 5 times in 5 rounds.
Look, they had their opportunity to intrigue me during their stare down fight, because that was as close I was going to get to watching their actual fight.
That is one
thing. Didn't work.
I love about the UFC and wrestling that they have in common. You just can't beat that sexual tension.
Yeah. That's what I love about.
And we still got 2 months till the fight.
UFC is so much fun. It reminds me of slamming my thumb in a car door. It's just really awesome. I mean, it's so cool. Been there?
Yeah. First grade.
Yeah. First cut is the deepest.
On a Nova.
Hey, coming up, we probably won't talk to Tom Murphy, but if he's listening, Tom, we'd love to hear from you. I've got some Razorback-related news we will share with you. We get Jim Harris at 11. Top 10 Tuesday. We'll probably try to squeeze that in this hour, too. I've got a couple of Ghostbusters stories. Can you believe Ghostbusters is 15? It's just going through
15?
Puberty.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
You mean 25?
I mean 25.
Yeah, it's 25.
Ghostbusters, I have 15 facts, I'm sorry, for the 25th anniversary. It's the 25th anniversary, or the 30th, maybe. No, it's the 30th anniversary of Ghostbusters. It's the 25th anniversary of Do the Right Thing.
No, Mookie!
Yes. Can you believe that? We may do that next week. But yeah, this is a big summer. Movies didn't always suck in the summertime. No, just this year. Except for Guardians of the Galaxy, which
that's one exception.
See.
It's an all-time high suck in terms of movies.
It really is.
You want to go see Guardians of the Galaxy today?
Tonight? Or today?
Go for it, Pat. It's
early
good.
This evening?
Yeah, Yeah, sure. Can I invite somebody?
Yeah, would you take my kids? I'll pay.